that's the problem. Dave has did a fine job in the Congress, did a great job in the Space Committee, which there isn't much left of it, but worked hard and was well respected. But, you know, you're looking at a situation now in Florida where with early voting and with absentee voting, in some cases, you got well over 50% of the people who voted. So you're playing to a small pool. Even if you run a great ad or you knock it out of the park or something, A, who's watching it because everybody's tired, and B, there's so few people who it can impact in terms of the vote. So, Dick, it seems to me, unless there's a miracle, that it just isn't going to be. I don't think there's enough time left.
I don't think so. I'm going to ruin Lou's reputation and agree with him on what he said. Early voting makes a big difference. You're not out there early and putting money in this campaign. In fact, Connie Mack's raised money, and he'll raise more than Weldon would. So I think unless there's something that happens, and it could be a miracle, it's definitely Connie Mack to lose.
What do you think, though? Connie Mack has had this strategy, Lou Fry, of not focusing really on the opponents in the primary, basically targeting all his energies on Bill Nelson. Is that the right strategy?
Yeah. If you're running ahead in the polls, you've raised a lot of money and nobody else has, you want to act like a winner. You know, you raise more money, you continue, and you're really going after Nelson, so it's pretty hard for Republicans to be angry at you for anything you've done, and it's easier to put the party back together, assuming that Mack wins the primary.
Dick Batchelor, there's been no debate between these candidates, these Republican candidates, and that has been a staple, the debate between candidates, for a long, long time in national politics. And do you think this is an indicator of people moving away from that trend?
I think so, and I think, you know, again, I'm going to really ruin his reputation because I agree with Lou on this. If you're the front runner and you've got some money in the bank and you've got the name recognition what he had, which he has because of the stature of his father, former United States Senator Connie Mack, you know, you don't need to get involved in these debates. If you're running close and you get involved in debates, try to make a distinguish between yourself and your opponents. But you want to run against the incumbent, and he's been doing that. What's going to really happen now, the Republicans, of course, don't have to do too much now, and Connie Mack doesn't either because Chamber of Commerce spent about $2 million against the incumbent Bill Nelson, and Bill Nelson's got about $12 million in the bank, so he's in a good position in going in to the general. But last point I'll make at the risk of being redundant is the problem is the super PACs. We don't know how much money they're going to dump in this race.
Yeah, we know they'll dump some money. I've been on both sides of the issue, you know, where I've been in a position where I've been way ahead and didn't want to debate. Fortunately, the House was in session, so I'd send my wife and a couple of the kids to the meeting. They say, you know, Lou'd love to be here with you, but you paid him to do his job, and he's up in Washington working, and he says to send you the best. So, it depends on which side the bread happens to be buttered on this one.
Butter meaning cash.
Yeah, it's not any great philosophical deal. It's which gives you the political advantage.
Well, let me ask you this, Lou Fry. Connie Mack, though, a little bit of a vindictive side been coming out in these last couple of weeks of the campaign, particularly against the media and Adam Smith, a political writer for the Tampa Bay Times. Connie Mack calling him out at different campaign events, his campaign sending out vitriolic letters
know,
and
the
stuff.
The press may be the only group that's less popular than members of Congress. but they may be a good one to call out.
What do you think, though, about basically not necessarily wanting to engage with the media? I talked to Bill McCollum, the former Attorney General, about this, and he said, you know, politicians of his generation still view traditional media as important. Do you think Connie Mack is enough of a young enough generation that he's basically disregarding traditional forms of media?
Could be, because traditional forms of media are fading, and now you've got the non-traditional forms of media like the Facebook and the tweet and the Twitter and all these
social
other
media
things that are. So I don't think that anybody's writing the media off. The media is very important, and frankly, in the presidential race, the media has done a wonderful job for Obama. You know, the unemployment rate goes up. He only gets 140,000 jobs instead of 400,000. And they say, what a great victory. The economy's back and you're scratching your head. So there are some legitimate gripes, I think. But that's the ballgame.